Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada. And if this is your first time with us, thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. Now, something I find myself wondering about often is how many people are actually interested in and wanting to improve their lives in some way. I wonder how many people have the want to but lack the willingness to, which is necessary to make it happen for them. I also wonder how many people have an interest in improving their lives, but the voice in their head immediately objects and talks them out of it before they even get started by reminding them, "This will never work for you. You don't have what it takes." Or, "Who do you think you are? And it's too much work. You won't follow through." Or maybe you take on too much to work on in the beginning instead of just choosing a couple of things to concentrate on, leading to overwhelm and burnout. So I've decided to focus on self-improvement for today's episode and share some of what it's all about. And of course, encourage everyone to practice self-improvement in their lives. Now, let's get started with a simple definition of self-improvement. It's pretty simple. Self-improvement is the improvement of one's knowledge, status, or character by one's own efforts. Ooh, I like that. So, what's the first step of self-growth and development? Setting clear goals is the first step. By defining your aspirations and objectives, you create a roadmap for success. And next, here's five essential steps for self-development that will help you on your journey to personal improvement. First, set goals. Then, learn new skills. Practice self-care. Surround yourself with positive people. Embrace change. And here's a great question. Why is self-improvement so hard? Well, without supportive friends, family, or mentors, it can be challenging to stay motivated and accountable. Old habits can be hard to break, and it can be difficult to adopt new ones. This is why most people struggle to make lifestyle changes that are required for self-improvement. So, you may be wondering, can people truly change themselves? Yes. People can change when they are self-aware, receive support, and become intentional about behaving differently. But change takes time, and it may be challenging in some cases. For example, if you live with a mental health condition that involves lifelong symptoms that may impact your attitude, habits, and behaviors. If you are wanting to be successful in your quest for self-improvement, here's a great habit that will contribute to continuous self-improvement. It's self-care. Be sure to take care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This includes getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising daily, managing stress, and embrace challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Oh, that is so important. So, if you're ready to get started on your own self-improvement, here's some great ideas that can have an immediate impact on your life. First, discover your interests. Follow your passions. Learn a new language. Relax your mind and body. Save, budget, and invest. Gain a new skill or hobby. Boost your communication skills and build your strengths. And here's some great tips for personal development to achieve your goals. Learn visualization techniques, super important. Avoid negative thoughts. Meditate. Be resilient. Only compete against yourself. And let me add just three more crucial steps to being successful in your efforts. Set small challenges. Be persistent. and celebrate your victories. All right. Well, I hope today's episode was helpful, and I wish you great success in your journey to your best possible life. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.